utmost for his highest. September the 3rd. The waters of satisfaction scattered. In 2 Samuel 23:16 we read that, nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. What had been like water from the well of Bethlehem to you recently? Love? Friendship? Spiritual blessing? Then at the peril of your soul, you take it to satisfy yourself. If you do, you cannot pour it out before the Lord. You can never sanctify to God that with which you long to satisfy yourself. If you satisfy yourself with a blessing from God, it will corrupt you. You must sacrifice it. Pour it out. Do with it what common sense says is an absurd waste. How am I to pour out unto the Lord natural love or spiritual blessing? In one way only, in the determination of my mind. There are certain acts of other people which one could never accept if one did not know God, because it is not within human power to repay them. But immediately I say, this is too great and worthy for me. It is not meant for a human being at all. I must pour it out unto the Lord, and then these things pour out in rivers of living water all around. Until I do pour these things out before the Lord, they endanger those I love as well as myself, because they will turn to lust. We can be lustful in things which are not sordid and vile. Love has to get to its transfiguration point of being poured out unto the Lord. If you have become bitter and sour, it is because when God gave you a blessing, you clutched it for yourself, whereas if you had poured it out unto the Lord, you would have been the sweetest person out of heaven. If you are always taking blessings to yourself and never learn to pour out anything unto the Lord, other people do not get their horizon enlarged through you.